Beloved Swami, we, your children from Mexico and Central America, have come on a pilgrimage to your divine abode of supreme peace to offer you our love and gratitude. We have prepared a drama for you. It is entitled, Swami is the Safest Place. You are the one who inspired it and directed it. We have only been your instruments. Please bless us to make a performance that pleases you. We hope you like it, and we offer it at your divine lotus feet. Jai Sairam.
Of loneliness and emptiness, and struggle to find a sense of meaning to life on a daily basis, it's imperative to put oneself in a safe place. But where is this safe place to be found? The holy teachings of our Master Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba will show us the way, and working in his sacred organization will guarantee our stay. City lives Alex, a 21-year-old Sai devotee whose main goal in happiness is to do service at the Satya Sai organization, and his father, Mr. Garcia, a businessman who's not very interested in spiritual models.
Good evening, Dad. How are you?
Good evening, son. Where are you going?
I'm going to a Sai youth meeting.
A Sai youth meeting? Again?
Yes, we're having a meeting to plan a service for the weekend.
A service for the weekend? Son, please understand that whatever you invest your time on will determine your future. I've told you many times.
I know, Dad.
Where will this selfless service take you? Tell me.
Dad, I believe it will make me happy and put me on the way of service to mankind for the rest of my life.
That's what I mean. Will service to mankind feed you? I believe it's time you got a job. It's already been 2 months since you graduated.
Dad, you know I'm trying so hard to get a job, but it's not that easy. I've sent online applications, I've asked some friends, and I haven't received a single answer yet.
Well, maybe you should try harder and stop wasting your time.
But why do you say that?
Why do I say that? I'll show you. What are the services that you are engaged in?
We feed the homeless on Saturdays with the youth group, and I'm running a play for the spiritual Sai education children.
See, that's what I mean by wasting your time.
But Dad, that doesn't interfere with my job searching or any of the chores of the home I have to do.
But you should be using that time to learn something that helps you build a good career, a good reputation, to earn some money, to be someone in society.
I know you want me to do only what's best for me, but I believe that if I do the right thing and good things, everything else will come.
And?
And I feel that doing this work in the Sai organization is the right thing to do for me. I can see many good things coming because it fills my life in a way that nothing else will ever do.
Listen, son. It may be the excitement of the first years, but there's no way man can give without expecting anything in return. It's against nature, and you may regret working so hard for nothing.
But Dad, at least please let me try and see for myself. I do get many things in spite of not expecting anything.
Do you get the things that matter? Like a job, house, family, relations, money? If you don't get these things, sooner or later you'll regret it. Believe me, life will prove you wrong. Selfless love won't pay you back.
Dad, I get love. I get bliss. I get much more than what I give. And I always learn something sublime and useful for life.
useful for life? Love and bliss will not bring bread to your mouth.
I understand what you mean, Dad. I truly do. And I want you to know that I'm fully aware of my obligations and the good future you expect from me. But please understand that my voluntary service at the SAI organization is the most important thing in my life. Please trust me, and I won't let you down.
I see. No matter what I say, you won't understand. Listen, for as long as you live in this house, you'll do what your mother and I want and deserve. So get a job in less than 2 weeks or leave the house.
2 weeks? Dad, please. What am I going to do if I can't get a job?
You leave the house.
But why? That's not fair. I can afford to live on my own.
And something else. You must take your mother to the doctor on Saturday. Her appointment is at 10 a.m.
What? But the service for the homeless is at 10 a.m. What am I going to do?
I don't know. You figure it out. Tell your God to help you.
Oh, my beloved Lord, it's very painful to face these kind of difficulties every time I want to do your work. Please, don't let me be discouraged by any obstacle. Your work is my life, my own self. I'm afraid of displeasing my parents because I love them very much, and you say that parents are God. What should I do? Please guide me and let me do things right.
In another part of the city, Mrs. Gomez, a longtime SAI devotee, is waiting for her daughter, Mariananda, to return from school.
Beloved Swami, I don't know what to do anymore. No matter how hard I try to convince Maria to go to the SAI youth meeting, she won't accept. I don't know what happened. All of a sudden, she doesn't want to attend any SAI activities. Please call her to your holy mission. I know that by being in your holy organization, she will be close to you and her life will be sanctified.
Hi, Mom. Oh, hi, Mariananda. How was school today?
Mom, I've told you not to call me Mariananda. Just call me Mary. You know I don't like people asking me what Ananda means.
It's okay, daughter. Just be patient, because I've been calling you like that for 16 years now.
I know, Mom.
Okay, we must hurry. We barely have time for lunch. Do you know what I cooked?
Let me guess. Some Indian or exotic Asian dish?
Not this time. I made vegetable tacos, your favorite.
Really?
Yes, today is a special day.
Why?
Did you forget? Today is a SAI youth meeting.
What? Oh no, that is not good news. I am sorry, but today I'm meeting my friends.
But you said you'd go, remember?
Mom, just give it up, please. I don't like the SAI organization anymore. I've already been to every single activity that's been planned since I was born.
What? What do you mean you don't like the SAI organization? You never said that before. I thought you were okay with it. I thought you liked it.
No, Mom, I didn't like it. And I didn't say anything because I was afraid of you and Dad.
But why would you be afraid of us? If we have encouraged you to tell us everything.
Because you used to say all the time that this SAI organization should be the most important thing in our lives.
But if you had told us the way you were feeling, we would have done something about it.
I did like Sethi SAI education until I was 12 years old, but it became very boring afterwards. I told you, but you didn't seem to listen. You and Dad were so busy conducting everything that you never seemed to wonder if I was happy. Badges, Sethi SAI education, study circles, service, everything. You never took me biking or skating. I didn't go to my classmates' birthday parties like all other children did.
I understand that you may have been tired of our intense participation, but you must see all the good things that it has given you. For example, your good performance at school, the way you relate in a righteous way with your classmates, your teacher's trust in you, your concern about everyone. Those are very valuable things, and they are as a result of your Satya Sai education and all that you have lived at the Satya Sai Center.
But there are other things too, Mom. I was always the weird girl at school, wearing Swami's pendants, celebrating strange religious festivals, and eating vegetarian dishes in a conservative, Catholic, meat-eating country. Nobody wanted to be my friend.
Well, about your wearing Swami's pendant, that was the way I used to feel you were protected, and I expected it to increase your faith in Swami's form. And it's true, we did celebrate Hindu religious festivals, but now we celebrate our own. We've understood that Swami is present in our traditions as well. Now, about being vegetarian, do you think it's wrong to respect animals' lives and feed ourselves as God advises?
I'm not saying all of that is wrong. I just want to tell you how I feel. Do you remember when my friends from 8th grade came to the house to sleep over?
Yes, I remember.
They asked who the man in the photograph was, and I said he was a friend of you and Dad. I removed all of Swami's pictures in my room so they could see a bit of a normal house. And I asked you to cook normal food as well.
Yes, I remember about the food. But why didn't you tell us that you were finding it difficult to cope with society and the way we lived?
Because I didn't want to hurt you and Dad.
Oh, my God. Well, that's a relief. I see that all those years in Satya Sai education were not in vain because of your consideration toward us. I did notice you had some issues with your name and that you tried to hide our beliefs, but I didn't know it was causing you so much trouble. It's always better to say things on time before you reach the limit, Mary, like now.
Maybe all those years were not in vain, but you must realize that we are living in a country with its own beliefs and customs, and it is not easy to be different.
Well, it has never been easy to follow God and live up to His message.
I know what you mean, but I think it was just too much of the side stuff. I just wanted to be a normal girl, and now I still need to fit in this society. I would like to do normal things, just like all the other girls do.
I understand, Mary, and I'm convinced that your dad and I did the right thing. We may not have been wise enough to do things better, but we offered it all to Swami, and He will take care of everything.
I have confidence that He will take care of everything. Just please understand that for now, I don't want to go to the Sai Center. I love Swami, but I feel like He's not calling me right now.
What did we do wrong, dear Lord? Please forgive us if we did things wrong. I know that all You've given us has been for the best. It hurts me so much to see my daughter like that. I have entrusted her to You. Now, You are in charge of her, as You have always been. Please grant me the strength to accept Your will.
What is it, Pedro?
Sir, the inspectors of the Treasury Department closed the business.
What? Why? Tell me what happened.
Sir, they said they had a tax debt you neglected for 3 years. The police took us out and locked everything.
What? That's impossible. We've been paying taxes on time, haven't we, Pedro? You're responsible for that. You're my accountant.
Yes, sir. Of course I have paid everything on time. There must be a mistake. But there's nothing we can do now. For the time being, you have to pay tomorrow.
What? But why weren't we informed about this before?
I don't know, sir.
Okay. But how much do we have to pay?
It's $1 million, sir.
What? Are you crazy? Why?
They said that late payment and legal fees are being charged to the highest market rate.
But that's impossible. I can't afford to pay that amount. This can't be happening. That's 3 times the cost of my business. Where am I going to get that money from?
By the way, they told me that you won't be able to withdraw any money.
What? This can happen in just one day. Did we get any judicial warnings about these measures?
No, sir. Not that I'm aware of.
Did you know anything about this, Pedro?
No, sir. I didn't.
Are you sure?
Sir, trust me. I've always been your accountant. I could go to a treasury department to find out what happened while you get the money.
It's okay, Pedro. I'll trust you. This can't be going on. It's not possible. What am I gonna do? Oh, yes. What are friends for? I'm sure my friend JB will help me.
Hello?
Hi, JB. How are you?
My good old friend, it's good to hear from you. I'm very happy because my business is running very good. You know, this is a good time of year for business to flourish. We are having a good time at the beach house. Why don't you and your family join us?
Oh, JB, I'm so glad your business is going great. I really appreciate your invitation, but maybe some other time. Listen, I need a favor.
Of course. You name it, my friend.
I have a small problem. My business is not running well, and I owe the Treasury Department $1 million. Would you kindly lend me that amount? I will pay you as soon as everything is clear out.
Well, my dear friend, you know, I'm always willing to help you, but I was just telling you, I have been losing money on the stock market, and it's not advisable for me to withdraw that amount of money now.
Please, JB. I'm in deep trouble. You know I wouldn't be asking you for money if I didn't really need it. I'm about to lose everything. You know I will pay you back.
I'm sorry, my friend, but I really can't help you this time. If you need any other kind of help, let me know.
JB, I have helped you before. You're supposed to be my friend. It has cost me a lot of money to keep your friendship. What kind of loyalty is this?
Hi, darling. I want to tell you that I just bought some clothes and jewelry I needed. You know I've been terribly depressed to this sickness.
We can't buy anything now. You must return those things immediately.
But why?
Helena, we are apparently bankrupt.
What? Apparently bankrupt?
Yes. There's been a problem with the business and...
What kind of problem?
Pedro told me there's a tax debt we must cover tomorrow. They closed the business today.
I told you not to trust Pedro, but you never listened to me.
I need to get $1 million for tomorrow. I asked JB, but he didn't lend me any money. I'm sure he'll suggest our friends not to lend us any money, arguing we won't be able to pay back, just as he did with Carlos.
Oh my God, this is so embarrassing. Why are you telling our friends about this? I'm sure this is happening because you've been neglecting the business just as you have been neglecting me.
I need your support now, not your complaints, Elena.
I'm sorry, darling, but I can't help you this time. Just as you haven't helped me when I've needed you. And you better don't ask my parents or anyone in my family for money, because I feel embarrassed enough already. I think this is going to be the end for us.
Elena, you can do this to me. You can leave me now. I've given you everything. Helena, please, I need you. You're my wife. Oh my God, this is not fair. What am I gonna do? I have no one to turn to. Nobody really cares about me. My friends and my wife have forsaken me.
Hi, Dad. It's good to see you here. Dad? Is everything all right?
No, it's not all right. We owe $1 million, JB denied his help, and your mother is upset with me. She only cares about our friends. She says it's the end of our marriage.
What? But Daddy, everything was fine this morning. I don't understand what happened. What's going on? Okay, whatever is going on, don't worry about it. Everything's going to be okay. Trust me.
How can you be so optimistic? Can't you see what's going on?
I'm just trying to see that bad things happen for a good reason. But tell me, how can I be of help? What can I do?
Don't give me your philosophy and get a job. Help us. I thought your God would send you a job. Where is he right now? Does he also leave you during the bad times?
He never leaves me, Dad. I'm sure he's here. I asked him again this morning to please get me a job.
Well, I can't see any results.
Alex speaking.
Hi, Alex. We are calling you about a job application you made at GE 2 months ago. If you are interested in the post, please come to our headquarters today at 5 p.m. for a job interview. Don't forget to bring an official ID.
Oh, God, this is very good news. Thank you. I will be there.
Great. We'll be waiting for you. Good morning.
I can't believe it, Dad. It's from GE. They're calling me for a job interview today. Thank you. Thank you, Swami. I know you are the one doing this. Thank you.
What? Is this a coincidence? It must be so. Like the other day when the doctor put off your mother's appointment and you could go to feed the homeless.
I don't think it's a coincidence, Dad. I believe it's God. And he is right before your eyes, but you just don't want to see him.
Of course I can see him. He's shattering my life.
So it's hard for us, Dad. I'm sure something very good will come out of this.
But why are you always happy? I can't stand it anymore.
It's because of Swami and the Sai organization, Father. I love what they give me.
Don't talk to me about that Sai organization again. I'm fed up with it.
Why don't you try coming to the service for the homeless?
That's ridiculous. Can't you hear what's happening to us? Feeding people will not solve my problems. How can that service be of help for me now?
Well, Dad, Swami says that service is the most elevated spiritual practice. Perhaps it will make you happy.
I need money, not happiness. Leave.
Not only have my friends and my wife left me, but also my son has left me.
Ananda, hi! How are you?
Hi, Ananda. What happened?
Are you alright? Why did you say it was urgent to see us?
Hey, girls. Thank you for coming.
Is everything okay?
No, it is not alright. I need your help. I don't know what to do. I feel very sad.
But why? What happened?
Just calm down, alright?
Tell us what happened.
I haven't been to the Sai Center. I am not talking to my parents. And I told Swami I wanted to lead a life just like any other girl. That I didn't want to follow his teachings for a while.
Oh, and why would you do such things?
Because I got tired of doing what my parents want instead of what I want.
And? What happened then?
I went dancing with some girls from school. And it was really cool at the beginning. But after a while, everyone was rude, and it became too annoying for me to handle. I started feeling a slight emptiness.
I understand it's hard to handle. It's because you are not used to that kind of environment. I've been through that too, except for the emptiness.
Go on, tell us.
Then, I wanted to have what most cool and interesting girls have. So I asked my dad to get me a new laptop and new fashionable clothes. And he bought me everything, but it didn't make me feel any better. Instead, I betrayed my dad's trust and my mother's ideals.
I don't understand. Why do you say you betrayed them?
Because my mom taught me to save for the service to the needy. And my dad trusts that I ask for what I really need. And I didn't really need those things. And the emptiness just got deeper, and it really hurts.
Ananda, have you been doing your prayers or light meditation or any spiritual practice?
No, I stopped doing them because I was angry with Swami.
Okay, that is critical. Ananda, I remember a quote from Satya Sai Education that helps me to understand myself better. It goes something like this. If you cross your own limits, you are bound to be destroyed. Ananda, you've always been such a dutiful girl. Why did you stop doing your spiritual practices? Why are you doing things that hurt you? And what do you expect to get from this?
I thought I'd find happiness and freedom.
And did you get it?
No, I did not.
Ananda, I understand that you are feeling bad about your parents and not finding what you expected in those new experiences. But I do not understand where is that deep feeling of emptiness coming from. Are you talking with Swami?
No, I'm not talking to Swami. I wanted to see what it was like to be without him.
What? Oh, girls, this is really critical. No wonder why you are feeling that emptiness. Do you remember that Swami says that the distance between you and him is the same as the distance between you and yourself? So, maybe if you are mad at Swami, it's because you are just mad at yourself. Have you thought of that?
Not really.
Why would you be upset with yourself?
I told my mother I didn't like the Sai organization. I complained about wearing Swami's pendant, about being vegetarian, about my name. I hurt her so deeply.
I think you shouldn't feel bad about disliking your name and all that. Just try to understand why. Your parents are really cruel. You should try to trust them a bit more. Do not forget parents are God. Oh, yeah, that's true.
Thank you, girls. I knew you would help me. Thank you for listening to me and for giving me good advice. If I didn't have your good company, I would be lost.
I know it hurts, Ananda, but you must be strong and be who you truly are. Be courageous. Come on, don't cry anymore. We'll walk you home.
I think I'll stay here for a little while and then walk back home.
You must promise us that you'll think about what we told you, okay?
Okay. This is not what I want, Swami. I don't want to hurt my parents. I don't want to do anything wrong. I don't want to have that kind of friends. I don't want to lie to my parents. I don't want to hurt myself. And I don't want to lose you. I don't want to lose you. Please forgive me, Swami. Please forgive me. I love you, Swami. I love you. You are my mother and father. I don't want to be far from you again. Don't let me go astray. Please, dear Swami, please. Please give me another chance. If I can hear your voice inside me again, if I can feel your love again, if you can take this sadness away, I promise I will be a very good girl. I will please you and please my parents, and I will start doing my prayers and light meditation again. I beg you, Swami, with your love of a thousand mothers, come to my rescue, please.
Sai Ramrai, how are you?
Hey, Ramalik, I'm doing great. It's good to see you. How's everything back home?
Do you remember that my dad was losing his business?
Yes, you told me about it.
Well, it's been very difficult times. He's very sad. His accountant betrayed him. His friends didn't support him. I've been begging Tommy to help him.
Then I'm sure he'll soon arrange everything. Don't worry, man. What about your mom? Is she back home?
No, she's not. That's also troubling my dad a lot.
Hey, guys.
Dad, what a great surprise. What are you doing here?
Well, you told me so many times that service was the best thing for me that I thought I would give you a hand.
I can't believe it. This is the best gift that Swami has ever given me.
Welcome, sir.
Thank you, Ray. So, what's the plan?
We will distribute blankets and food to the needy. We are about to start. Please excuse me, I must coordinate.
Dad, I must explain what Swami says about service. You have to think that you are serving God, not the people.
Serving God? But God is in church, not in the people.
Just try this and see if it works.
Okay.
Every time you hand something to the man, you must think of God and tell him things like, God, I give you my heart. I give you my troubles and doubts. I surrender to you and anything you want to tell or ask him for.
Okay, I'll give it a try. Dear God, I offer you this food. Please accept it. Dear God, I offer you my heart. Please accept it. Dear God, I offer you my life. Please accept it. Dear God, I offer you my troubles and doubts. Please take them. Dear God, I offer you my sadness and disappointments. Please take them away. Dear God, I offer you the problems with my wife. Please take them in your hands. Dear God, I offer you my wishes and expectations. Please take them away. Dear Lord, my beloved Lord, for the first time I meet you. I've never lived until this very moment. Your beauty is dazzling and has no end. There are no words that can describe it. It has the glow of a thousand suns. Nothing exists but you. I want to be with you forever. I want to remain like this forever. Promise me that we will always be together, that I will always be you, and you will always be me. Let me remain in your holy presence forever.
Dad, is everything okay?
Yes, son, everything is fine. For the first time in my life, I saw God.
Really? You are very fortunate, Dad. He will never leave you now.
I will never leave him now.
Good morning, sir.
What is it, Pedro?
Sir, do you remember about the $1 million you had to pay?
But of course I remember. My life has been a nightmare ever since.
Well, talking about nightmares, I must tell you I had one with a man in an orange robe who claimed to be your friend and told me to give you back the money.
What are you talking about? What money, Pedro?
The one that I stole from you, sir. All this time I have been taking money from your company and from the tax payments. That man in my dreams told me to confess. He said that the truth would save me.
Pedro, I can't believe what you're saying. I trusted you. But tell me, a man in an orange robe?
Yes, sir. With afro look and fiery eyes. Please don't sue me, sir. Please. I will give you back all the money.
Okay, Pedro. If my friend says that the truth would save you, then so be it.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Please meet me in the bank in an hour and I shall give you all that belongs to you.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Swami.
Sir Brown, brothers. Sir Brown. Please, brothers, let's gather for the closing prayer. Thank you, dear Lord, for creating us the opportunity to serve and adore you in our brothers and sisters. Please let us see you in everyone throughout the day, and let your sweet and caring love guide us forever.
May all the beings of all the worlds be happy. May all the beings of all the worlds be happy. May all the beings of all the worlds be happy.
Om Sairam. Om Sairam.
Can I talk to you?
Hi, Mary. Of course. What is it?
Well, I know I haven't been myself for the last weeks. Can I talk to you about it?
Sure. Go ahead.
There were many doubts banging in my head. I didn't know what was right or wrong anymore, what was best for me or what I wanted. You know, my life developed around Swami, around the good and safe people, the good and safe places, and so on. So I wanted to see the other side, the one that I had always kept aside out of fear.
And have you seen what you wanted?
I think so, and I didn't like it, Mom. Not at all.
Oh, my dear. Tell me what happened.
Well, I have been hanging out with my new friends, the cool guys from school, and I saw things that definitely don't go with me. Mom, they lie so easily. They take advantage of their parents or blackmail them. They use each other. They discriminate those who are different. They take drugs or drink, and they insisted that I did the same. And I can't do that, Mom.
Oh, my dear. Thank you, Swami.
The worst part is that they put themselves at risk, and they like it. They enjoy being like that, and there's nothing great or special about them, except that all the fools like me think they're special.
And what made you think they were special?
I don't know. I think it's basically because they discriminate everyone who's different, and it makes you want to be part of their circle. I thought that being part of that circle would make me stop feeling discriminated, and the scars of being the weird girl for such a long time would disappear.
And are the scares gone?
Yes, they're gone. But it wasn't because of that. It was thanks to Swami.
Oh, what do you mean it was thanks to Swami?
I was feeling so empty that I pleaded Swami for his help. And he is truly compassionate because he took my pain away and removed all the scars. All the sadness I used to feel inside is gone.
Oh, Mary, I'm very happy to hear that. I was praying so hard to Swami. And tell me, did you find Swami in any of these new things you're telling me about?
I didn't want to think of him or his teachings, but I realize now that he was there. He pointed me all the wrong things, and as a feeling in my heart, he made me reject all of the bad things.
It sounds like you didn't do bad things after all, did you?
Don't worry, Mom. I didn't do anything bad. I wanted to do what boys and girls my age do, but I don't want that anymore. I am not the regular girl I wanted to be. I am a Swami's girl.
Oh, I'm very happy. I knew Swami wouldn't fail me. I'm glad it didn't take too long for you to return to him.
Mom, I know now that I want to remain close to Swami. My heart belongs to him.
I don't want my life without his friendship, his love, or without his guidance. I am a zero, but he is a hero.
Yes, my sweetheart, he's always the doer. Everything happens only thanks to his divine and merciful love. Oh, and you know something? I have learned a great lesson. He always keeps his word. He always takes care of you.
Mom, I heard today is the Serve the Planet Psy Youth meeting. Would you drive me to the Psy Center? And something else. I would like you to please call me Ananda again, because that is my true nature, Ananda.
Okay, Mary Ananda, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready. Om Sai Ram.
Om Sai Ram.
At the beloved feet of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba, we offer from Dominican Republic the best voice of I am singing Dariana. I hope that you can enjoy on Sri Sai Ram.
Thank you. Te siento en mi corazón, me estoy acercando a ti.
Te siento en mi corazón, me estoy acercando a ti.
Te siento en mi corazón, me estoy acercando.
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
Sairam.
Rama avatara, Krishna avatara, Satya Sai avatara.
Rama avatara, Krishna avatara, Satya Sai avatara.
Rama avatara, Krishna avatara, Satya Sai.
Rama avatara, Krishna avatara, Satya Sai.
Ramavatara, Krishnavatara, Satyasai Avatara.
Anjaneya Veera, Hanumanta Shura, Anjaneya Veera, Hanumanta Shura, Vayukumara Vanara Veera, Vayukumara Vanara Veera, Anjaneya Kumara Vanara Veera, Vayukumara Vanara Veera, Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram, Sita Ram Jai Narishyam, Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram, Sita Ram Jai Radhishyam, Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram, Sita Ram Jai Radhishyam, Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram, Sita Ram Jai Radhishyam, Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram, Sita Ram Jai Radhishyam, Anjaneya Veera, Hanumanta Shura, Vayukumara Vanara Veera, Anjaneya Veera, Hanumanta Shura, Vayukumara Vanara Veera, Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram, Sita Ram Jai Radhishyam, Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram, Sita Ram Jai Radhishyam, Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram, Sita Ram Jai Radhishyam, Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram, Sita Ram Jai Radhishyam, Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram, Sita Ram Jai Radhishyam, Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram, Sita Ram Jai Radhishyam, Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram, Sita Ram Jai Radhishyam, Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram, Sita Ram Jai Radhishyam, Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram, Sita Ram Jai Radhishyam, Sri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram, Sita Ram Jai Radhishyam, Anjaneya Veera, Hanumanta Shura.
Thank you. Shri Sairam. We are devotees, Sai devotees from Brazil, and we are very happy with this opportunity to express our love and gratitude to our beloved Swami, singing Brazilian songs here at Prashanthi Nilayan. Beloved Sai Ma, we offer to you not only this program, but our entire lives at your divine lotus feet. Jai Sai Ram.
a minha vida, sua vida, a vida dele é uma coisa só.
O Deus que está em mim é o mesmo que está em você. Se você está feliz, eu também fico feliz.
Jesus, Alá, Mishamuda, Toroaço, saiba com Jeová, o importante é orar, servir e meditar, amar sem restrição, abrir o coração.
Se Deus escolhe como a sua morada, nosso doce coração, isso vai nos libertar.
Chegou para nos distinguished guests, dear brothers and sisters, Om Shri Sai Ram. With reverence and gratitude, we offer our loving and humble pranams at the lotus feet of our beloved Sadguru and Supreme Lord Satya Sai. We are honored to offer a musical program. We will present four devotional songs. The first song extols the beauty of our land of fire. The rest glorifies the divinity and the omnipresence of Bhagavan. Dear Swami, please accept our humble offering and guide us with your love and blessings. We, your children from Azerbaijan, pray to you to shower us with your ever-flowing grace and love every moment of our life. Jai Sai Ram.
Azerbaijan. Shri Ganesha, Shri Ganesha, Shri Ganesha, Pahima. पाहि मा जय गणेश रक्ष मा
दानव भंजन राम साई श्यामल कोमल राम
Yeah.
निश्चित मन से कहो राम 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 श्री राम राम राम
Mandaragiri Dhare Om
jai jagadish hare narayana narayana satya narayana 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 satya narayana narayana satya narayana narayana om jai sadguru deva narayana narayana satya narayana 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 satya narayana narayana satya narayana narayana om jai sadguru deva narayana narayana satya narayana 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 satya narayana narayana satya narayana narayana om jai sadguru deva om shanti 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 समस्त लोका सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्त लोका सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्त लोका सुखिनो भवन्तु shanti 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 hi
jai bolo bhagwan shri satya sai ba